Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, have you put in place the number one secret to becoming a self-made millionaire? If not, or if you're not sure what the heck that is, don't worry. In today's episode of Early to Rise Radio, we're going to do a deep dive into helping you make more money and become a millionaire even faster than me. So what took me 5 years, you know, really should or could take you 3 years or less with the 10 tips on today's show. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. So excited to have you back, because we're going to finish giving you all the secrets that helped me become a self-made millionaire so that you can go and become a self-made millionaire too. But first, I want to remind you about something. I want to remind you that Early to Rise Radio is brought to you by my new book, Unstoppable, which is really the game plan to becoming a self-made millionaire. And it's also brought to you by my first game-changing book, which is about self-made millionaire productivity habits, which will allow you to get more done, own your day, control your life, because that is where everything starts. Okay. So we're going to have all that in place for you with those two books. Just make sure you go to freeperfectdaybook.com to get the Perfect Day Formula, and then go to Amazon to get Unstoppable. All right. Unstoppable is a Wall Street Journal bestseller. So you know that it is hitting the audience for self-made millionaires and multimillionaires and even billionaires as well. So let me give you a quick summary of last week's episode. It was an introduction to the self-made millionaire blueprint. This is something I'm putting together, and it's what took me from poor, broke, struggling farm boy to eventually becoming a personal trainer and eventually a millionaire entrepreneur. And today I have multiple seven-figure businesses cranking out the cash while I sleep, which is your ultimate goal, because you must have that in place. Now, in last week, we talked about the first four factors in getting rich, and that starts with singularity of focus. Singularity of focus, okay? You cannot get rich if you're doing 19 different things. You take a look at a guy like Grant Cardone, who a lot of people follow on Instagram these days, and they see that he has clothing lines and this, that, and the other thing. But listen, he spent 40 years almost in real estate, doing nothing but real estate before branching out. Maybe it was closer to 30 or even 25, but still, that's a long, long time before he started to diversify. The second is turn your flaws into strengths. Now, I had a lot of flaws, and I used them to learn about how to shortcut transformation in any area of life so that I could go on and build the habits of becoming a millionaire. Third, create solutions for big problems. If you are not solving big problems, you're not going to get big paychecks. And then finally, fourth, the number one secret that I alluded to in the introduction here is learning to sell. That's tip number four. You must learn how to sell. And if you can sell face-to-face, nose-to-toes, toes-to-toes, and nose-to-nose, man, you can write your own ticket. Man and woman, you can write your own ticket. That is for sure. It is a great, great skill. So you can make a lot of money, have a great life when you have that in place, okay? So that was the summary of last week's show. Now let's jump into tip number five, which is leverage. You must make money while you sleep, which means you can't be trading time for money, okay? Dollars for hours. And if you are doing that, you're going to be capped. You're going to be capped out unless you're like a hockey player or something, or a baseball player. Those guys get paid the most for the least, I think. And so you need to have multiple streams of income. Now, not distracted multiple streams of income, but you must, within your business, connected, have system, strategy, structure, and scale in place so you can scale the sale. Scale the sale. You need to have a website. You need to have a website offering products and services that can be purchased while you sleep. You need to have products and services that allow you to make money without you doing the manual labor. So listen, sometimes I do coaching and I have to understand that if I'm not delivering the coaching, I don't make money. That's why I have my Instagram sales course, my fitness products, my Early to Rise University, all of these things. Because I know that there must be turnkey sales and marketing in place to keep the ship running. We must leverage all of the information I've created over the years, all of my expertise, and you need to figure out how you can do this. It might have people delivering your service, You know, for example, one of my clients runs a pest control company. Now, he does not do any of the extermination, but he is out there building a sales force and a pest extermination force so that he can sleep and the money can come in. So you have to have turnkey marketing and sales and systematize sales or systemize sales, depending on how you want to pronounce that word. But what really matters is to know that you have great marketing, which generates leads into a sales funnel, which converts people into happy customers. And then you have to have retention and hopefully recurring revenue. And this is what I have in my Fit Body Bootcamp location. So we run referral strategies, we run Facebook ads, we have SEO and YouTube generating leads. We also have ballot boxes and out in our neighboring community, and we have lunch and learns where trainers are going out and educating people and generating leads so that it comes in and our sales team converts those people into clients. We have low barrier offers to get people in the door with less resistance and intimidation. And then we get them into recurring revenue on a month-to-month plan, and we give them amazing results. And that is a well-oiled machine. And you must have that leverage in your business. The next one is number 6, invest in coaching and connections. You will not become a self-made millionaire if you are not out there getting coaching and growing your network. So I know this guy named Mike Dillard, and Mike Dillard has a very famous podcast called The Self-Made Man. And I remember Mike Dillard, I always will associate him with two things. One, shooting guns in the desert, because I did an amazing trip with him and Tim Ferriss back in 2010, and we did that. And two, profiteroles. One of the most delicious desserts I ever had was in a mastermind group with Yannick Silver and Mike Dillard. We were in Bethesda, Maryland, and oh my goodness, that dessert was so good. And I sat beside Mike Dillard and had a conversation with him that night. Now, he is out there and he has a program called Self-Made Millionaire or Self-Made Man. But I wouldn't have met this awesome dude if I didn't invest in coaching and connections. I wouldn't have had that amazing dessert if I didn't invest in coaching and connections. Listen, the main message here is you can't do it all yourself. You can't do it all yourself, and you can't go around suffering in silence, holding all of your troubles inside. That's what I did for so many years when I had my anxiety attacks, which coincidentally was right around when I became a millionaire. But I was suffering, and I had those anxiety attacks, and I don't want that to happen to you. So if you're stuffing all of your problems down inside of you and not sharing them with a coach or a mentor or even a therapist who can help you, then those things are going to bottle up and explode inside of you and lead to stress and anxiety. Now, here's the truth. If you want to time collapse your empire building, if you want to become a millionaire faster, as soon as you have enough money, you need to invest in a coach, you need to invest in courses, you need to go to events. And even if you are like I once was, an introverted type of person who would prefer to be on their own and not mingling with the crowds, listen, we can all overcome it. It's a learnable skill. I was able to overcome it. Remember, I used to go to these events at first, and I would ask for a hotel room on a low floor because I did not want to get in an elevator with strangers, okay? So we need to overcome this. And I know that you can do it because I did it too. And I remember going to my first big event back in 2007, Yannick Silver's Underground Online Seminar. And oh my goodness, I still have friends from that event to this very day. And so I want you to open things up, because when you get connected with people and you get coaching, you have to understand something. Success leaves clues. And yes, we need to read books, and yes, we need to get courses, but we need to be out there having those dinners, breaking bread with people, as Bedros Koulian says. And when you break bread with someone, or you eat profiteroles with somebody like I did with Mike Dillard, you develop a strong bond, a bond that will last a lifetime. Great friends who will help you through troubled times. Great friends who will also help you accelerate your results, because success not only leaves clues, success loves speed. And if success loves speed, then you're going to get results faster the faster that you move, okay? And then finally, success loves investment in self. So take care of yourself. Invest in yourself as a high performer so that you get the coaching. Invest in coaching with someone who has been there and done that. Okay, I'm going to break down what you should look for in a coach and a mentor. First, someone who has been there and done that. Second, someone who has achieved what you want to achieve. Third, someone who shares your morals and ethics. And fourth, someone who comes in with reputation and references. Don't hire a coach until you've checked all four of those boxes. Someone who has achieved the results you want, who has been there and done that, who shares your morals and ethics, and who comes with reputation and references. So simple. There's so many great coaches out there. I'm not the only one. I'm a good one, of course. I'm a great one, but I'm not the only good one. There's also Bedros. So you should definitely join our Empire Mastermind group. You will get success and speed there for sure. We're going to time collapse your results. That's the ultimate goal. But if you can't do that, I can do some phone coaching or the 2x10less.com program. But whoever you choose as a coach, make sure they are doing that. And so then, even though you have a coach, it still comes down to one thing, personal responsibility. So that's tip number 7, personal responsibility, because you can really rely on no one. People will disappoint you. And so even when you hire web designers, you have to make sure that you stay on top of them and their work ethic and you give them the right instructions. You can't just say, oh, go design me a website and think that they're going to do it the best for you. No, you've got to give them a model. You've got to tell them, look at this website. I want something like it, but I also want this, that, and the other thing. And here are great pictures of me and put them here, here, and here. And here's the text to put on the page. That's what you have to do because it's all up to you. If it is to be, it's up to me. There's no man on the white horse and no female leader of the future that is going to come along and make your life easier. You have to do the work. So yes, you're going to get coaching and connections who are going to give you time collapsing of your empire building and speed and success. But if they only give you all the information and you do nothing with it, then you won't get results. So yes, you have to take personal responsibility for taking the action and never stop learning. Because really what it comes down to, if you want to be a millionaire, you need to make sure that you never stop learning. Now, number 8, you must know your numbers. You must know your numbers. Millionaires know their numbers. They test and track. So if you're sending email campaigns, you track your open rate, the number of people that you sent it to, the number of people that clicked, and the number of people that bought. And then you can learn from those numbers and you can go and make your future emails even better. And that allows you to systemize and scale things. It allows you to do marketing and sales better than ever because you're tracking the number of people that come to your website, the number of people that opt in, the number of people that buy on the thank you page, the number of people that buy on your regular page, the number of people that take your first upsell, second upsell, third upsell, the number of people that have bought or that didn't even fill out everything and abandon the checkout page. And then you have your average order value, your average customer value, the cost per acquisition. You have all that information and you can make smart decisions. But if you don't have the numbers about your traffic and conversion, then you cannot make smart decisions. You're just guessing. And that's not what a millionaire does. No, a millionaire is smart with their money, tracking and testing their numbers so they know what's coming in and what's going out. You are checking your profit and loss statements every month. You are checking to see if you can change the terms of payment so that you get paid faster and that you can take longer to pay your bills. And then you also would check out something like Profit First, a book by Mike Michalowicz, and you would use money rules to make sure that you pay yourself first and you invest your savings. That's what a self-made millionaire does, all of those things. So you must know your numbers and track and test so that you can systemize and scale. Then we go to number 9, which is vision and decisions. I spend so much time on these at my workshop. As I always say to people, your values and vision drive every decision. Once you know what matters to you, then you can know how far you are going to push the envelope, where you are willing to draw the line, what you are willing to do and not do in order to grow your business as fast as possible. You need to know where you are going. That's the vision part, so that you can build the blueprint. So when I work with my clients, we spend an amazing day at my workshops. We have this awesome 43rd story boardroom that we use in Toronto. And we overlook the CN Tower and Google's headquarters, and they have a mini golf course on top. And we overlook this pool that's heated that people swim in. And so we take breaks after we do the vision because it's a heavy mental lifting exercise of the day, but it is the North Star. And once you share your vision with me, I can tell you exactly what to do to become a millionaire as fast as possible. But you need that in place, because if we don't have that, then we can't do one of the most important exercises of the day at my workshops and in my coaching programs, the 90-day planning. the 90-day planning, where we break down your outcome goal into 3 process goals and a 30-day fast start guide, and we tell you who you need, because it's all about who, not how. When you have something to do in your business, you figure out who can do it, not instead of how you can do it, but who else can do it, who can do it better so that you can move ahead faster. That's the mindset you must have. And we overcome your obstacles to that 90-day plan, and then we put accountability numbers in place, because accountability is the key. And of course, we kick that all off with a fast start. What can you do in the next 24 hours to move yourself ahead to making more money? Remember in our last show, we talked about, hey, is what I'm doing right now the best use of my time to move the company ahead? You need to be thinking about that all the time. And when you do that in the next 24 hours, you will get a quick victory. And a quick victory gives you momentum and motivation to keep on going. Please put those in place. So I know that's a lot of information to download on you in this vision and decision section, but you know, I usually spend 8 full hours on this with a client, and then they walk away and they become millionaires, sometimes in as little as a year and a half. So I want the same for you. I truly do. Truly do. And the only way that we get there is by number 10, which is the operator mindset. You must get rid of the head trash that holds you back. You must realize that you control your destiny. If it is to be, it's up to me. And the only way that you can become a self-made millionaire is if you crush your limiting beliefs. Give me a heck yeah if you are willing to crush your limiting beliefs. Heck yeah. How do you do that? You stop discounting your greatness. You have to realize that the expertise you have is so difficult to attain and maintain. And you have attained it and maintained it for so long that you think what you know now, everybody knows, but it's not true. It's like a nutritionist who thinks that everybody knows how much protein they should get. Hardly anybody knows that. They barely know what protein is. I remember as a personal trainer back in the day, I was training a person in medical school, and they asked me how much protein was in carbohydrates. That's what they asked me. How much protein is in carbohydrates? Like, they're both macronutrients. Most people know this, but man, That was a doctor, someone who was going to be a doctor. So listen, if you're a nutrition coach, don't discount your greatness. If you're a real estate agent, you know so much more about finding the perfect house than 99% of people in the world. If you're an author, don't discount your greatness. And when you stop discounting your greatness, you overcome your limiting beliefs. So one of the things that I teach my clients is to have a theme song or a saying that they play through their mind that gets them through tough times. For example, my friend Joel Marion, he powers through everything, powers through. He always finds the energy and motivation and momentum. Even if he's, man, this guy used to stay up all night for 2 days in a row to build his $100 million business. I didn't tell him to do that. I tried to rein him in, and I did eventually, but I coached him to make the time for what matters, and I helped him kick off his career, as you've heard on this podcast in the interview that we did recently. But he's always powered through, and that's been his theme song. You need to have something that will allow you to focus on progress. And you always need to remember these words from Jim Rohn. At the end of the day, we have to choose between the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The only difference is the pain of discipline weighs ounces, while the pain of regret weighs tons. So never, ever give in. Never give in. Never give in, as Winston Churchill said. Instead, become an operator. Have that operator mindset that you will get everything done. If you haven't listened to my operator mindset podcast, that's one of the ones that has stuck out the most to people. And I want you to choose the route of massive action, because millionaires, self-made millionaires, always must take massive action. If you want to become a millionaire in 3 years, you need to take more action than if you want to become a millionaire in 6 years. If you want to become a millionaire in 1 year, that's going to take massive, massive action. It's been done before, but you need to take massive action. So whatever you choose, you control your destiny. And it all starts with the vision and decisions. You must know what you are willing to do and not willing to do in order to reach the next level. But I'm not done, even though I've hit all 10. So let me summarize all 10, and then I'll give you a couple bonuses. Number 1, singularity of focus. Number 2, turn flaws into strengths. Number 3, create solutions for big problems. Number 4, learn to sell. Number 5, leverage. Make money while you sleep. Number 6, invest in coaching and connections. Number 7, personal responsibility. If it is to be, it's up to me. Number 8, know your numbers. Know your numbers, and track so that you can systemize and scale. Number nine, values and vision drive every decision. So know your three-year plan so that you can create your 90-day blueprint. And then number 10, get rid of your head trash and have that operator mindset. This is how you're going to become a self-made millionaire. But wait, there's more. I want you to treat yourself like a professional athlete. This is bonus tip number one. Treat yourself like a professional athlete. That means making sure that you are taking the rest breaks you need, not over planning, and giving yourself the water, nutrition, sleep, everything you need to come and give your absolute best every single day. And when you do that, you can dominate in business and life. I always use the analogy that, listen, they don't make LeBron James play 48 straight minutes of basketball. No, they give him TV timeouts, halftime, substitutions, quarter time. You know, you get all of those things so that he can play an amazing 42 minutes of the 48 or so, but he doesn't play 48 straight. And so you shouldn't do 4 straight hours of phone calls. You shouldn't do 4 straight hours of speaking. You got to take breaks. You got to take breaks, rest, recovery, nutrition, hydration. And that is how you're going to be a high performer. So treat yourself like a professional athlete on this journey to becoming a self-made millionaire. And then the next bonus is leadership. Leadership. Become a great leader. I am working on a huge report on leadership, and I can't wait to share it with you. But until then, I want you to read this book, Man Up by Bedros Koulian. And yes, women read it too, and women love it. Women absolutely love it. And now third, the final bonus tip is generosity. Be the most generous person that you can be. Share your information, share your time, share your energy, share your wealth. The most generous people I know are the most successful. Bedros Koulian, Matt Smith, Porter Stansberry, Joel Marion, all of these people who are very successful in my eyes are very successful and generous. They bring people together. They don't push people apart. So bring people together. Become a great leader. Treat yourself like a professional athlete and use those 10 tips to become that self-made millionaire. Was this helpful? Let me know. Give me a 5-star rating on iTunes. Send me an email at support@earlytorise. Contact me on Instagram at @RealCraigValentine. Contact me on LinkedIn. Just contact me and let me know, Craig, this was helpful. This got me to the next level. Thank you. And now I will say, you may have heard many of these tips before, but hopefully you never heard them with as much passion and fire as I brought them to you today. I want to share one last quote. The big secret in life is there is no big secret, Oprah Winfrey said. Whatever your goal, you can get there if you're willing to work. Personal responsibility. If it is to be, it's up to me. But yes, you must make coaching and connections so that you can get the fastest path to becoming a self-made millionaire. At any age, you don't have to be 25 like I did when I started, okay? Any age, you can do this. And I want to hear from you. I want to hear your questions, your comments, your ratings, your reviews. If there's something I can do to create a follow-up series, let me know. It's my mission in life to help you become financially successful and work less while doing it. So the big secret in life is there is no big secret. I've shared with you the top 10 tips and the bonuses that got me to where I am today. Spread them to your friends. Share this. Let them no longer be uncommon knowledge. Okay? Share that. And then send me a message. support@earlyrise.com or Instagram @RealCraigValentine. Let me know what you thought of today's show. And if you're like Joel, if you're like Bedros and you want to get coaching from me to get your first million or first 100 million, here's what to do next. You're going to go to perfectlifeworkshop.com to apply to work with me at my next coaching event near you. And if you can't travel, then go to 2x10less.com and join that coaching program that's online. And we're going to help you grow your business and make you unstoppable. And most important, when you hit 6 figures, 7 figures, or 8 figures, send me a message and let me know how these words of advice encouraged you to take action.